Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. We've got a sniper down in Dallas, Texas, who opened fire on an ICE facility. You're not going to believe who was inside of there, or at least allegedly was inside of there at the time of the attack. As of right now, police have confirmed that the shooter is dead. They said he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. We're going to take a look at what happened and potentially who was actually inside of there. They did say that up to two detainees actually ended up getting wounded in this attack. There's some people that are saying they're dead. There's some people that are saying they're wounded. To be quite honest with you, the information is unclear as this continues to unfold. It all started about 2 hours ago down there when police pulled into the Sallyport. Now, Sallyport, for those of you that don't know, is pretty much like a garage, right? So it's like you're opening up a freaking garage, basically, where you pull your police vehicle in and then you pull the detainees or the prisoners out and then you transfer them inside. Well, allegedly, there was a sniper in a nearby apartment building. And yes, I'm going to use the term sniper. Everybody calm down. It's just a marksman with like a from shooting from an elevated position, okay? Or not elevated, but, you know, advanced position. Allegedly from an apartment nearby, ended up opening fire down into the Sallyport. Now, some people are saying that they could have been targeting the police. Other people are saying that, no, they were definitely targeting the detainees. So that's exactly what we're about to take a look at. I'm going to get some news reports going up. But real first, the Dallas PD put out a statement not that long ago that said on September 24th, 2025, at about 6:40 a.m., Dallas police responded to assist officer call at the 8100 block of North Stemmons Freeway. The preliminary investigation determined that the suspect opened fire at the government building from an adjacent building. Two people were transported to the hospital with gunshot wounds. One victim died at the scene, and the suspect is deceased. This is an ongoing investigation, and we will hold a media briefing later today. Now, they did not say if it was an officer that ended up dying at the scene or who it was, but let's go ahead and take a look at some of the news reports as they come out. And again, you're going to want to stick around because the person that got arrested by ICE yesterday down inside of Dallas, Texas, well, this could be a false flag attack, believe it or not.
Lawrence, and that's why I mentioned that Sallyport. So apparently it occurred when detainees were being brought into the Sallyport. This shooter, we're not sure exactly where he was located, but was able to shoot into that Sallyport and struck at least three people. That shooter now is down from this self-inflicted wound. So we may not know exactly what his plan was, what they were intending to do, other than to shoot people this morning at an ICE facility. We're learning more as we get it. And particularly, we're interested, obviously, in learning about the conditions of the three individuals that were struck this morning.
Yeah, that's it. That's I-35. The east side is where you see most of the traffic. People are probably slowing down to watch and see what's going on. Look at all of the police cars. There's so many, so many.
Yes, a lot of police cars always show up to active shooters. Thank you very much for that information, Fox News. Now, I was talking with Texas right after this unfolded, and he said, is it possible that ICE ended up rolling up a couple members of, what do you call them? Like the cartel, and that these happened to be people that were, you know, knew too much, and maybe it was a cartel strike that ended up going after them. I don't think that was the case, and I'll tell you why here in a second. Tristan Allen says, good morning, Matt. Pray for my wife. She was admitted into the hospital. She hasn't been able to eat or keep water down. They don't know what's wrong because she isn't ill, running a bunch of oh my goodness, man. Tristan, I am so sorry. I am so sorry to hear that. And yeah, I'm going to ask everybody at home to pray for Tristan's wife. That's absolutely horrible. Lord, please look over Tristan's family and his wife, and please heal her. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and keep this news rolling. Sorry to hear about that, Tristan. That's horrible, man. I absolutely hate to see that. This is a view of the scene on the ground. So, yeah. Bunch of cops obviously sitting over there by that Schlotzky's. Now, this place is actually not that far from the Dallas Love Field Airport, believe it or not. Yeah, they originally were trying to say that police were on the ground looking for the active shooter and so on and so forth. But the guy was dead. He was on top of an apartment building. They said when the police were closing in on him, that is when he ended up taking his own life.
Some breaking news today because we are following this story closely, hearing about a heavy police presence at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. This is in Dallas. It's off Interstate 35 near Mockingbird.
Now, we sent Natalie Haddad out as soon as we heard reports. We've reached out to Dallas police, and we do have our senior crime and justice reporter, Rebecca Lopez, reaching out to her contacts as well. She's actually on her way into the studio, but she is on the line right now. Okay, Rebecca, we know you have some great contacts out there. What are you hearing?
So I am hearing that DPD right now is looking for sniper or snipers that may have been on top of rooftops near buildings around the ICE facility. There have been three people wounded. According to sources, at least three people have been transported to the hospital. I was told by one of my sources that perhaps EMS couldn't go in immediately, and officers were transporting one or two of the wounded in their squad cars. And that's what we know at this point. They are, I don't know who the wounded are, as they have not been able to confirm that, but there was a bus of detainees nearby. We don't know if it's actually detainees that have been shot, but there has definitely been three people wounded, and they are.
And to be confirmed right now, it is confirmed that two detainees were shot.
We're looking for shooters that were possibly on nearby buildings. They're obviously warning people to be very careful if they're in that area. You see a huge police presence because they are still looking for whoever shot and wounded at least three people at the ICE facility there.
And just to be clear, that is an earlier report that ended up coming in initially that they were actually looking for multiple shooters that were going in there. Again, this individual was able to shoot three different people. I believe the word is now that two of them are deceased and one of them is in critical condition. And the reports are kind of hazy going back and forth depending on what news sources that you listen to, whether or not people are alive or dead, and where they're at. I want to give a special shout out to Incog Faraday, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Tristan says, this is why the redirect needs to stop now. You got people shooting at ICE. Tristan, absolutely correct. And this isn't the first time that an ICE facility was shot at, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, because there's actually multiple attacks that have taken place and directed against ICE down in Texas, and Antifa was actually behind the last one that I'm going to bring up here in just a sec. And wouldn't you know it, some of the people that were perpetrated behind it before have looks like they were able to get out on bail. Greg Sparks says, Matt, my thoughts is cartel didn't want those detainees to talk and hit them because of the hits on drugs has been going on in the USA. Now, that's a possibility, right? That's always a possibility of what was going on. And then you got to ask yourself, if that's the case, why did this shooter take their own life, right? Because if it was the cartel that was doing this, that's the question that pops up to my mind, right? Why, if you are a member of the cartel and you're killing, you know, people that are going to sing, stop it. Why would you end up taking your own life in the meantime? To me, that speaks more towards online radicalization type stuff or rapid radicalization, not so much like the cartel doing it. I would expect the cartel to actually get in a shootout with the police and kill more cops, not just kill themselves as the cops were moving up to the building, because that's what the reports right now are saying, is that as the cops were moving on the building. So the way it paints right now is they pull into the Sally Port, gunfire opens, EMS can't get in there. Cops identify the area where the gunfire is coming from. They move on this apartment building. And as they're approaching the apartment building, the shooter takes his own life. They're saying the cops didn't kill him and that the shooter took his own life. So if it was the cartel, why would they shoot themselves? I don't think they would, to be honest. I think that they would end up duking it out with like the local PD.
Trish is with us now, Dana.
Yeah, Trisha McLaughlin, thank you so much for being here. You've had about, I think, 22 minutes since we last heard from you when you were on Fox and Friends. Is there any other information you have gathered that you could share with us now?
Dana, we want to give you guys as much information, the American public, as much information as we possibly can, but details are very much still emerging. Right now, we're praying for our law enforcement, for the detainees, and for the local law enforcement who is also on scene. We know that there were three fatalities, potentially detainees, not ICE law enforcement at this time, that there have been other injuries, and some individuals are in critical condition, and we'll get you that information as soon as possible. As far as the shooter goes, there was a self-inflicting gunshot wound, and he is dead. He's deceased. We believe that he was shooting at law enforcement and the detainees from an apartment building. Again, those details are still murky. It looked like it might have been a sniper or some sort of a long-form shot. But as soon as we have more information, we will give that out. But we do ask the American public, please join us in praying for the victims, for our law enforcement. You know, we've been saying for months that the rhetoric around our law enforcement, particularly ICE, the dehumanization, the demonization, has spun so far out of control, and that someone is going to get hurt or someone's going to get killed. And we hope that's not today. But this must stop. And I do have to know, almost a month to the date, at this Dallas ICE field office, we actually had a bomb threat there, a viable bomb threat. So we know that there has been really out of control rhetoric and threats against them. And please join us in praying.
Trish, we take your message to heart. Thank you for that. Let's try and work through it piece by piece.
So there you go. About a month ago to the day, you end up having a bomb threat over at this particular ICE facility as well. Redacted says, sometimes I think that these are rehearsals, one guy that can pull hundreds of resources to one area. That's actually something that I've been talking about for a while that we need to be concerned with. I mean, personally, I think that is very much something that we need to be concerned with. You know, that incident that took place over in, what was it, Idaho on the Oregon border, just a couple months ago, where you had the shooter that was up in the woods, that whole thing just kind of went away. You don't hear a lot about what ended up taking place up over there, but you saw lots of resources get pulled for an incident like that. But if the goal in this case was to, you know, pull in law enforcement and to keep them there, the shooter would not have taken their own life. They would have remained alive and continued to like fight back. D says, what if there was two shooters and the second shooter capped his help so he could take the fall? That is also a possibility. That is also a possibility. It could absolutely look like that. Yeah, I said it could potentially be a false flag, and we're about to get into that here in just a sec. And the reason I say that is because of who was reportedly detained by ICE yesterday. And this is something that I want to bring up before we get into that portion, because again, that portion's all speculation. I'm just going to throw that out there. We do not have confirmation that the individual I'm about to talk about here in just a couple minutes was actually on site. However, it's certainly like it's definitely a possibility. All right. Andy NGO ended up putting this out. He said one of the 17 members of North Texas Antifa John Brown Gun Club cell accused of being part of helping those involved with an ambush terrorist attack on an ICE facility. One managed to bail out. Dario Sanchez. This, by the way, came out last month, or I'm sorry. What is it? September 23, last night. Sanchez, who was charged with tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, had his $5 million bail reduced to $1 million, which he covered. But on September 22nd, he was rearrested, allegedly for violating his release conditions. He's now facing a charge of hindering the prosecution of terrorism. This is a problem. This is, you know, people that are continuously targeting ICE facilities. Obviously, we ended up having Antifa get turned into a terror organization the other day, declared by Donald Trump. And that individual absolutely shouldn't be on the street. Now, this is kind of where the problem comes in. You know, lover or hater, Amy Mech ended up putting this out just a little bit ago. And she ended up putting this out. Let me see here. I want to make sure I've got this right. This morning at 5 a.m. All right. So 5 a.m., just about an hour before the shooting occurred. She said, ICE has detained Marwan Maruf, a top Dallas leader of the Muslim American Society and the brother-in-law of Alashi family convicted in the Holy Land Foundation Hamas financing case. Now, that, for you guys that don't know about that, was about $12.5 million that these guys ended up raising that ended up going directly to Hamas. So she says that Maruf is tied by marriage to the men who funneled in $12.4 million. His arrest is a direct link to the Muslim Brotherhood's Hamas network in Texas. She said it's a victory for Texas and America and is really happy for Donald Trump. She said radicals surround him from Hamas-linked CARE, which is the Council of American Islamic Relation, to Suleiman Sami Hamdi, to Epic Mosque over in Epic City. Right. And this is where we really start getting into this. Incog Faraday reminded me to turn off my ads again. Thank you very much, brother. I always say I'm going to do it and then I always forget to do it. So now I'm doing it really quick. Let me go ahead and get rid of those if I can remember how to do it. No. Why is it not? Hold on, Incog Faraday. I got you, bro. It always has me do this. Boop, boop. There we go. Thank you, brother, for reminding me that. Sorry about that. He says for denying the YouTube ads. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're off now. Tristan Allen. Hey, Matt Flotilla is claiming they got attacked. Yeah, I know, man. I'm about to bring that up here after we get done with all this. So here you have this guy that's connected to the Epic City. Okay. Let me get his alleged photograph up on the screen. This is the guy Amy Mech's talking about that ended up getting detained by ICE not that long ago in Dallas. So this guy is obviously connected to the people that were funding Hamas, according to her. In addition to that, right, he's also connected to Epic City, according to Amy Mech. Now, for those that don't know, Epic City has been under attack, so to speak, by the government of Texas. Texas has been going after them. Most notably, I think the one legal thing that they were actually able to hit them with was like illegal burials. You know, what the Epic City is, if you will, is like connected to their mosque that's located in Plano, Texas, that got hit by the government of Texas for conducting, I believe it was illegal funeral services or something of that nature, like conducting funerals without a license. But there's also rumors that they're not allowing people into this neighborhood, that they're trying to start, you know, a Muslim only neighborhood, and that inside of that neighborhood, all that they're going to have is like Sharia law. Nobody else is allowed to buy the land there and so on and so forth. And that this guy is somehow connected to it. Rustinator 1288 says, howdy, I applied for ICE a couple months ago because I love my country and care. Haven't heard anything, but I will keep checking. That's cool, man. I hope you get that job. That'd be a baller job. So the deal is in order for this to be a false flag attack, and you got to wonder why the guy ended up killing himself. Now, if this guy was just arrested a couple hours ago, which we're going to need information on this, is it possible that he was being brought into that particular ICE facility? Well, yes, it is. If Amy Mech was able to figure out that this guy was just detained, then the question arises, A, is it somebody that just hates it? Like that just hates this guy, like some radical Jewish guy that just wants to freaking kill him? Or is it a false flag attack to where you have the shooter that killed him and then martyred himself in order to spark outrage? I'm doing well, Austin. Thank you very much. So that is the big question here is this gentleman one of the ones that ended up getting shot? Because if it is, then this definitely looks like some sort of a targeted assassination on this guy. That's not going to be very good, ladies and gentlemen. If this is the guy that was actually in there that ended up getting hit, it's a big problem. It's a very big problem. This is going to spark some outrage if this guy was actually there. Now, again, it's unconfirmed, but he was just arrested a couple hours ago, allegedly. So, yeah, that's obviously not his real pick, ladies and gentlemen, clearly. All right. But if he was, in fact, arrested just a little bit ago, we've got a problem if he was in fact killed. And the problem is going to be that this death is going to be used, in my opinion, to justify some violence in the area, saying it's no longer just assumed. It's that these people are directly under attack up there. This came out from CNN. They said they updated it 20 minutes ago. One dead, two others hospitalized after a shooting. And then they break it down. One person dead and two others have been hospitalized with gunshot wounds after a shooting at the U.S. Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas. Preliminary investigation determined that a suspect opened fire on the government building from an adjacent building, which we are now being told is an apartment complex. Two people were transported to the hospital with gunshot wounds. One victim died at the scene. Now hearing that two people have died. And we did hear that no ICE agents were injured. So it definitely looks and appears like they were targeting the detainees. At least two detainees were shot in the incident, according to two law enforcement officials with knowledge. A suspect is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Details are still emerging, but we can confirm that there were multiple injuries and fatalities. So she uses the term fatalities, meaning multiple people are dead. Now, she could have simply misspoke when she ended up putting that out, but it would certainly appear that that's what's going on. Jasmine, no pants check this morning, ma'am. I'm sorry. This is not going to get one this morning. So this is my issue with this entire thing. While we're waiting on some more of that information to come out, somebody did mention it, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it up, that the Freedom Flotilla that is on its way to Gaza, because again, of course, all this crap has to be connected if that guy was actually there, is now claiming that it's under attack, and not just a little bit, but a lot.
I am standing on one of the boats that was bombed. These boats have already been attacked by drones twice already. That's despite the flotilla being a non-violent mission to get medicine, food, and other essential supplies to Palestinians in occupied Gaza. People who remain trapped under Israel's unlawful blockade and who are enduring one of the worst man-made humanitarian catastrophes in the world. Israeli authorities have not allowed international journalists into Gaza, and they are massacring Palestinian journalists for trying to broadcast the genocide. On this flotilla, I will get as close to Gaza as I possibly can. And as a journalist, I must be protected according to the law. Any attempt to obstruct, attack, or intercept this flotilla, or to harm or detain any of us on board, would be an assault on international human rights and maritime law. I'm asking every single person who sees this to share it. I am standing on one of the boats that was bombed. These boats...
Yeah, so I don't know why they continue to claim that they're getting attacked, but it seems like all of this information started to get pumped out literally at the same time all the information of this Dallas ICE facility shooting ended up coming out. And if that particular gentleman, like I said, who was known to be affiliated, associated with Hamas, it's kind of a big deal. And it might be that they are coordinating some sort of information campaign in order to target people here in the United States and to piss them off and to make everybody think that, you know, this is going on. Now, I'm not saying these people that I'm about to like poop all over are complicit in this. They might be unwitting participants. They might have just been told when to put out certain information. But the question certainly arises that if that gentleman in question, who is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, who is connected to Epic, according to Amy Mack, if he was in fact at the facility and he was only detained just a couple minutes ago, like a couple hours ago, well, how did that shooter have the intelligence to know to go over there and target him? You would think that he would have to have some sort of a state actor or a much broader network telling him where they were taking him, where he could position himself in order to get those shots off and get in there. Or it could just be a random happenstance that you had some radical freaking nut job that decided he wanted to go and shoot at these people. That's always a possibility. And it was just a huge circumstance that all that stuff's going down. And again, it's completely unconfirmed whether or not that gentleman in particular was in fact at that ICE facility. What's up with this sniper? That's a very good question. Because like I said, the information campaign right now is flowing pretty hard. And that guy that we're talking about that we had up on the screen, let me go back and grab that. That guy that we had up on the screen allegedly is connected to Hamas. His name is Marwan Maruf, and he's a couple, you know, I called a couple layers, all right, like separated. Couple degrees of separation there. Mighty Spatula checking for Daisy Duke shorts. I don't have on Daisy Duke shorts, Mighty Spatula. I actually have on pants. You guys are killing me, man. I actually have on pants this morning. All right. But yeah, this guy allegedly is the brother-in-law of the Alashi family, which is the Holy Land Foundation Hamas financing case. And he was detained not that long ago, just a couple hours ago. So it is possible that he was being processed into that ICE facility over there in Dallas, Texas. That's a problem. That's a problem if this ends up being the case, guys. I can't stress this to you enough. And again, the timing of all of this, when you look at when these videos are getting put out, 6:52 a.m., all right, that is the exact same time that all of this other crap was going down over inside Dallas. I want you to listen to what this guy has to say.
Hi, guys. I'm just in a little bit of disbelief this morning. I'm trying to make sense of everything. I wonder, would you be able to help me out? So you know Israel, right? The country currently on trial for suspected genocide. Like, every human rights organization across the board are calling it a genocide now. Even the UN and Bernie Sanders are calling it a genocide now. You know Israel, the country that has said they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that no harm comes to the participants of the Global Samud Flotilla, and I'm on one of those boats. Last night, weirdly, they bombed us. Like 11 of our boats were bombed. It was like drones overhead all night, explosions in the sky. Like we were up all night being attacked in international waters.
Yeah, more road flares being fired at them with edited in video sound. Somebody asked for a recap. So here's your quick recap. At the Dallas ICE facility this morning, you had a shooter from an adjacent apartment building that actually opened fire into the Sally Port. Looks like wounding three detainees with multiple fatalities. It is being reported that none of the ICE agents were actually wounded in this attack. EMS attempted to respond and help them, but was unable to get into the scene. Law enforcement officials moved on the apartment complex where the shots were being fired from, and that is when the shooter allegedly had taken his own life. Law enforcement officers did rush several wounded people over to the scene, several wounded people to nearby hospitals. We're getting reports of at least two fatalities that have occurred, but there are people that are saying one, that are out there. But the biggest issue right now that's coming out of that has absolutely nothing to do with that and everything to do with this gentleman right here, who was allegedly arrested just a couple hours ago. And he was arrested in Dallas by DHS. So we're thinking that ICE officials may have been processing him through that facility. It does appear as if this was a target, right? It does appear as if this was a targeted attack on the detainees themselves. This has led people to believe that the cartels were behind this attack. It's leading other people to believe that that this gentleman was the purpose of the attack, and it very well could be a false flag, or it could be somebody that's just pissed off at him that's coming after him. Matt, how does civil war look like in this country? Well, we're nowhere near a civil war, friend, and that's a very, very long answer. Now, this gentleman is also connected, allegedly, according to Amy Mech, with the Epic Center up in Plano, which is, I don't know, probably about 30 minutes north of where the shooting occurred, which is a large mosque that started a neighborhood, was looking to start a neighborhood that got in trouble with the Texas government for having unauthorized funerals, something of that nature. And, you know, Governor Abbott has basically been saying that they're going to continue to shut them down. And so the idea behind the false flag attack is that this guy being murdered was essentially a martyr to convince people to start rising up and going against him. Tristan Allen says, did you hear about the illegal, his killed his sister with an electric cord? No, I did not hear about that, Tristan. That just sounds absolutely horrible. And why would that surprise me? So the problem is, if with this guy being connected to the Muslim Brotherhood and the people, according to, and this is again, according to Amy Mech, that this guy is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood and connected to the people that were financing Hamas that ended up getting arrested for it down in Texas, if this is something that is coordinated. And unfortunately, when we start looking at the people and the information that is currently being pumped out at right around the exact same time that was going on, we started to see an information campaign coming out from the Freedom Flotilla that was on its way over into Gaza. I'm going to continue on with this video because there's more BS rhetoric that was coming out from them as well.
Like, just to give you a sense, guys, of our cargo, we're kind of a humanitarian mission, a non-violent mission carrying baby formula to Gaza. Because remember, the Israelis don't allow baby formula to even be smuggled in by Western doctors to Gaza. They're so determined to starve the civilian population to death. So the disbelief, I think, from our point of view is, I think it's 4 a.m. last night, there's explosions.
Okay, so now we got this guy claiming that they're not letting baby formula in, which we know for a fact isn't true. As a matter of fact, I can show you another post. This one's from July 28th of 2025, showing baby formula that's just rotting out in the sun by Arson, who happens to be an international human rights attorney that was down there at the time. And he said, it's simply unforgivable that baby formula is going to waste here at Kerem Shalom, with the UN refusing to collect aid. And again, I was just there last week. I can tell you that there is more than enough humanitarian aid that is just piled up and waiting to go into Gaza, waiting for the UN to go pick it up, waiting for it to get delivered, and all of that's happening. But the thing is if this guy is somehow connected to Hamas, right, and Amy Mech certainly drew a lot of different lines, he was detained by ICE, He could have been getting processed into that facility, right? If he was getting processed into that facility and they ended up killing him, they could be using this to draw attention and focus over to what's happening. And people are assuming that because the shooter had a self-inflicted gunshot wound, that he could have potentially just offed himself and martyred himself in order to bring more attention to the cause. And at the same time, like I said, you know, we have these guys over on the Freedom Flotilla that are running their mouth, trying to claim that they've been getting attacked over the last 24 hours or so. So it appears as of right now, just face value, if we end up learning that that guy is one of the ones that actually ended up getting shot, it would appear as if this is a large part of a massive information
overhead. We know that many of our colleagues have already been bombed. We can't communicate with them because the Israelis have jammed the communication. And one of the activists turned to me and she said, no one's coming to help. No one is coming to help us. And I think for the first time in my life, I got a real sense, a tiny glimmer of what it's like to be Palestinian. No one's coming to help us. Like, I think as a white person.
No one's coming to help us. Tiny glimmer of what it's like to be Palestinian. Nobody's coming to help you. Oh my goodness. How can nobody be coming to help you, man? That's not what it's like over inside of Gaza right now, because there is lots of people. There's actually good-hearted Americans that are going over there in order to help you. And I can refer back to, I don't know, the video footage that I ended up taking while I was in Gaza.
Distribution. Yeah. Another phenomenal story I recently learned about that day. One of our guys got started to pull down into the stampede and his life was in danger. A group of about 6 to 12 aid seeker women came to his rescue, pulled the crowd off of him, pulled him out, and brought him in a reverse of a role, brought him to the safe side.
Yeah, that video is blurred for a reason, because all those faces in the background would get targeted by Hamas. These people that are over here, they're all sitting on the ground. That's thousands of women over inside of Gaza that had good-hearted Americans show up in order to help them. That is people going in to help them. What I do not see, however, is the Freedom Flotilla sending humanitarian aid, assistance, money, anything whatsoever to go and help these guys out in order to get all of these people fed. If they would have spent that same money going to this organization versus on their big propaganda float going through the ocean, they could have probably funded this place for like a month, but instead they chose not to. It's pretty freaking shocking. Let's keep it going.
Person, you have this idea of your own privilege that this is the kind of thing that happens to black and brown people. Like, I'm from the West. There's just no way our cowardly governments are going to allow us to be bombed in international water when we're carrying baby formula to Gaza. That's all we're doing. Like, I'm acutely aware that our Western leaders are so captured and so racist that they're happy for Palestinians to be murdered, for Lebanese to be murdered, for the people of Yemen and Syria and all these kind of brown countries. Like,
you guys get the idea, right? And we're going to stop it right there on Scrunchface. And I got to address this comment that I just saw roll through by Crochet Knit Yarn Whip, otherwise known as Sandy. She says, I'm sorry to break it to you, but the Second Amendment is allowing for these shootings. No, it's not. Now I'll explain that in a second. Your Second Amendment allows for any mentally unstable person to just walk into a gun shop, get the gun, no questions. That's actually false. As a matter of fact, that's actually a false statement. There is a lot of questions that actually end up having to get asked, including mandatory background checks and all sorts of things that have to take place in order to make that happen. Additionally, if we're going to blame the Second Amendment for the guns, you know, being allowed to make this happen, because the key word there is, you said, allowing for it to happen. It doesn't allow for it to happen. As a matter of fact, the laws inside of the United States specifically tell people they are not allowed to do what just took place today. So the Second Amendment doesn't have a special go around and it's okay to murder people with a bolt action rifle clause. That just doesn't exist. So sorry to break that to you, lady.
We know business with the Zionists and the Americans is more important than Palestinian lives. Unfortunately, we've had to get our heads around that. But now I think we're realizing that business with the Zionists and the Americans is more important than our lives too. From an Irish perspective, I speak directly to the Irish establishment class, the media and political class right now. If anything happens to me or any of the other 21 Irish participants on this flotilla, we hold you responsible, directly responsible, for your craven, pathetic, biased coverage of this genocide for the last 2 years, and you're mealy-mouthed, tough talk about Israel whilst doing exactly...
Okay, it looks like somebody just stated, a swamp cleaner says, breaking human events is told, Dallas shooter is another young man born in 1996, anti-ICE motive, and I'm not even going to state the name, and the reason I'm not doing that is because when the Charlie Kirk shooting happened, there was probably about 5 or 6 different suspects that ended up arising out of that. All right. And none of those suspects ended up being the particular one that ended up getting arrested. And yet everybody is like coming up with their own crap. And while we're at it and we're talking about that, I think maybe it's time to address some of this Charlie Kirk stuff, because there is rumors about Charlie Kirk and how much he was hated by the Jews and everything that was going out. Well, I want to bring this post up to you guys. This is Siggy Flicker. All right. He just released a couple different text messages. He says, I am releasing text messages that I had with Charlie Kirk 6 weeks before he was murdered. Let me make this clear. Charlie Kirk was a man of God. He was a man of the Bible. There will never be another Charlie Kirk. Charlie liked to debate with people who had different views. Now that he is no longer with us and unable to debate those whom he had different views, it's dangerous to platform them without Charlie's rebuttal. Yes, he was upset that donors, both Jewish and non-Jewish, were giving him a hard time about who he was choosing to platform because it was and still is very dangerous. Supporters, donors, and attendees of the Turning Point USA have been very concerned about the platforming of people like Tucker Carlson, who over the past year have promoted, endorsed, and amplified voices like these ones, like Alexander Dugin, who believes America is the Antichrist, Jeff Sachs, the president of the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, and he goes on. Guest after guest, week after week, Tucker has been promoting the demise of the United States. Now, after his best friend and partner, Andrew, spoke out, what we know is obvious. Charlie wasn't paid by Israel. He was never converting to Catholicism. He never changed his views on Israel. He didn't like being called anti-Semitic for no reason, something the left likes to do, and I agreed with him. So everything Candace, Tucker, MTG, and anyone else parroting their BS said was a flat-out lie. Shame on every single person who accused Israel of killing the great Charlie Kirk. Kirk was the best spokesperson for Israel, and there are hundreds of videos to prove it. Rest in peace, Angel. And he ends up releasing these messages along with it to basically prove that Charlie wasn't afraid of Israel at all. Here you see this, an ex-Muslim who escaped the cult of Islam and became a Christian says, you know, blah, 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 blah. Guy says, oh my God, Charlie, I love this man, crying, listening to him posting it now. Charlie said, thank you. Please share with all of the Jews who think I am off the mark. Don't listen to the noise. They have no idea what they're talking about. They are just terrified for their children and their grandchildren's future. He said, please defend me when you can and where you feel moved to. He said, I will. Thank you for being you. You are doing a phenomenal job. Keep moving forward. I am proud to stand by you and for you. After all, you will be my children's president one day. Charlie says, you are too kind. I will never forget how kind you are to me when others have gotten so nasty and called me anti-Semite. He said, send them my way. They will end up in a wheelchair. He said, laugh out loud. Now, why is that narrative important? Because this appears to be the messages where people are claiming that Charlie was scared of Israel, scared of everything. And what it really looks like is he's talking about the different cultures in Judaism, where you have people that have their various views, various beliefs, and everything else. This is not a case of Israel murdering Charlie Kirk. This is not a case of the Jews going after him. This is pretty dang clear that you had somebody who had a connection with the trans community that went after Charlie Kirk. People like Candace Owens have absolutely nothing to validate any of their accusations against him. They just simply state them and want to throw it out there as if that, you know, Israel ended up murdering him. And that's just simply not true. She's got nothing to validate that. No way, shape, or form can she actually validate that. So I think we need to wait for some more information to come out. If that gentleman that we mentioned earlier was in fact on the ground over there, if this guy was in fact killed during that shooting in Dallas, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, that's a problem. That to me says that somebody had a little bit more information than they should have and was able to be put in that place at the right time. So we're going to see what ends up happening. This is not, and by the way, notice how I'm stating very clearly, this is not what Matt thinks has happened. I'm just saying that this is the information that's out there right now. All right. Because all of this could end up being nothing here in just a couple hours. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go a little bit earlier this morning because I'm not feeling well. I've actually been feeling pretty dang sick this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and jump off, but I'm going to see you guys again this evening. All right. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So 7 p.m. Eastern. What the heck time would that be on the West Coast? 4 p.m. Yeah, I'll see you guys then. And if for some reason you guys see me go live before that, it's because something really big ended up happening. All right. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.